Judas was not the only one that betrayed Jesus. There was one other that betrayed him by denial. It was Simon Peter. Listen to the prophecy of Jesus in John, the 13th chapter and the 36th verse. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus answered him, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. And Jesus answered him, Will you lay down your life for my sake? Truly, truly, I say unto you, the cock shall not crow till you have denied me three times. You see, Jesus knew something. He knew the difference between Judas and Simon Peter. He knew that Judas would not seek repentance, but that Simon Peter would seek repentance. You see, we are all covenant breakers. We are sinners. The hope for sinners is in the grace of Jesus Christ, in the grace of God. But the grace of God comes to those who will receive it through repentance and confession. Confession of sins. Confession that Jesus is the Son of God. Confession that He died for our sins and was raised from the dead and has gone to heaven and is coming again to receive us unto Himself. You see, Judas did not repent. He went out and hanged himself. Peter repented. Don't run away from God when you fail Him, when you betray Him, when you fail to have the courage to be loyal. Turn to God instead and seek repentance, and you will find it. Just as Peter found repentance and Judas did not, because he did not seek it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have given the grace of repentance to us, that we may repent. We have no power to seek you out, but your grace gave us the wherewithal that we could respond with repentance to your call of salvation. I pray, O Lord God, that anyone that may be listening right now, Lord, who feels as though they have betrayed you and they're seeking a way back just to believe that there's a home for them in heaven if they will simply repent. That is, change their minds about the way they're living, turn from their sins, and turn to you sincerely and confess Jesus and receive Him into their heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.